The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the News Talk Changemaker Business Awards in association with FBD Insurance are back for 2026. The landmark event celebrates those who are redefining the future of Irish business. This year's awards will take place even on Wednesday, the 20th of May, in the Round Room at the Mansion House in Dublin. Myself and Ciara will be there hosting. Get to newstalk.com/changemaker and nominate your team or individual now. Entries close tomorrow, so do get them in. newstalk.com/changemaker. Well, joining us is the current holder of the crown, the Changemaker crown, Rena Maycock, founder of Chirp, and as I say, last year's winner of News Talk's Changemaker Awards. Remind us about Chirp, what the company is about.
Thanks, Shane. So we have developed child protection software for smartphones. We detect and block cyberbullying, grooming and suicide and self-harm content, specifically in messaging apps and browser searches. So what that means is if your child is being cyberbullied on WhatsApp, for example, we block it, save it in a locked file on the phone and send you an alert. Or if your child opens up the camera and tries to take and send a nude image, we delete the image and send you an alert.
Wow.
Or if they go onto a browser or a language model and look for ways to harm themselves, we will detect it's a harmful search and send you an alert so you can intervene before there's a catastrophic event.
That is amazing technology.
Mm. Yeah.
So say for a photograph, how does the technology that, you know, differentiate between a photograph of, you know, here's the ice cream I'm eating and an inappropriate photograph?
Yeah, so we've developed a camera intercept. So every time your child opens up the camera in TikTok or Instagram, it calls the onboard camera on the device. So our technology is an operating system modification at the kernel level of the device. So we can access the photo library and the camera. We've developed a lightweight language model, small language model of nudity. Obviously, we've built it on adult nude imagery because we can't collect child nude imagery.
Sure.
But we work with the Internet Watch Foundation in the UK and they have hash data sets of child nude imagery to make sure we catch child nude imagery as well. So it's effectively a lightweight small language model that sits on the device, and we compare all of the images against that small language model for harm and block anything that fails the test.
And then as a parent, are you notified if something happens?
Yeah. All of the filtering is done largely on device for privacy. And it's done in real time with no noticeable latency, so we're less likely to get user rejection from the kids, and you get a real time alert. There's no point in us detecting harm and alerting you 6 hours later. You need to get the alert straight away.
Brilliant. And like, was your background in technology or?
Randomly, no. I used to work in radio stations. The last job I had for the man, I used to run iRadio. I was chief executive of iRadio.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Then so, started my own business and so, then came to this.
So what brought you along this path?
It was about 8 years ago. It was around the time I started having my kids and my perspective just changed. All of a sudden, all I could see were headlines of kids that had been systematically cyberbullied, groomed, pushed into suicide. And I was thinking, surely technology is dealing with this issue for parents. And so I took a deep dive into the parental control market to see if there was anything there, and there wasn't. So I decided to take a leap into technology.
Fantastic.
And it's been a very, very steep learning curve.
Brilliant. How important was it for you to win the award last year, the Changemaker Award?
Shane, it was really important because every single one
of
these awards.
Say that.
Yeah, I mean, look, we would be nowhere without the News Talk Changemaker Awards. Now, these things mean a lot. I mean, to be, you know, I was invited to go up and give a speech. I got to speak to the whole room. That's big for networking. I take my picture, put it up on LinkedIn, because in startup, if it didn't happen on LinkedIn, it didn't happen at all. And that has a snowball effect. So, for example, shortly after the awards, I went to Helsinki to Slush and someone said, oh, I saw you won that News Talk Changemaker Award. Will you do the demo for me? So I did the demo. And when you see the demo, it's very compelling. And he said, I would like you to come to the World Economic Forum and present Chirp and showcase Chirp.
So you were in Davos.
We were in Davos and we won the award for impact innovation there. And then we came home and then straight after that, because that got a huge amount of attention.
So you're saying you won the business, the Changemakers Award in News Talk, was picked up by somebody else, invited somewhere else, won another award at that. Like, so
yeah,
these are like, it's like throwing a pebble in a pond and the ripples keep going.
It's a snowball effect. But even every coffee I have, Ciara, ends up resulting in someone helping me proceed a little bit further, and it's been eked out in that way.
You don't waste a cup of coffee, do you?
I don't.
Yeah, no,
always
fair enough.
Be closing.
Well,
always be closing.
That's being an entrepreneur, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
The launch is happening
in H2 this year. Yeah, so we're gearing up to do our pilot with a major telco. And last week at MWC in Barcelona, we sealed a deal with a handset manufacturer, which has always been kind of the perceived barrier to entry because it's an embedded technology. So we're off to the races. But actually, after that Davos win, Jess Phillips, the MP from the UK, reached out and she wants us to go and meet her. So we're meeting her in a few weeks. So all these things that happen and you promote them and they get attention, it just helps you get you further
said,
along.
You said a snowball effect. I think you're absolutely right. Exciting times for you?
Very exciting. It's been 8 years in the making. 8 years of R&D. Blood, sweat, tears, painstaking, and it's
very frustrating that because you know you're on the right path, but it's a long path, it's a long road.
Yeah, I mean, it took us 5 years to get funding because it's a cross between deep tech and machine learning AI and the edge. We knew it would cost about $4 million to get a product to market, so that's a fruity seed raise anywhere in the world. We knew we'd need to risk it with public money, and that takes a long time. These big applications. And we ended up getting funded through the Disruptive Technology Innovation Fund, actually run by the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment. Got a €2.8 million grant from that. And then we had amazing angels that followed us into that round. And that was to fund us all the way to pilot readiness, which is where we are
now.
So we're raising again.
Because of what you're doing in your startup, what you're producing, that a lot of people are very, very keen to get involved in it, because everyone wants to make the internet and the online world safer for kids. There isn't a parent in the world that doesn't worry about their kids online.
Yeah, I mean, it really helps us with angel investors, for example, because we sit down, we do the demo. I had a coffee with a wonderful woman this morning, did the demo, and she was talking to us about her 11-year-old and her 16-year-old, and you could see that she feels the strength of the potential. It's almost like a legacy investment. Obviously, it's going to be a commercial company. I'm coin-operated like every other entrepreneur. But ultimately, as soon as we get out to market, we'll start getting data very quickly about how many groomers we've managed to stop, how many children we've managed to save by notifying their parent that they're having suicidal thoughts or thinking about extreme dieting or cutting or burning or whatever. That's a very rewarding thing when you think about it.
I can also imagine when a parent is making their choice about which device to buy, if there's a device with an embedded technology that will protect their kids, because parents are out of their depth with this stuff. They don't know how, you know, we're all told if you go and do this and you go on Google that and add these, that's all well and good. But there's a reason parents aren't doing it, and it's because they feel a bit out of their depth with it. If there's something in there already that does it for them.
A one-stop shop.
Make the good choice and the positive choice, the easy choice.
Yeah, I mean, more than 50% of parents use parental controls. Of the others that don't use parental controls, they often quote, I wouldn't know where to start. Yeah. Because like you say, you have to set parental controls in every different app, every different browser. There's too much, it's overwhelming. So
okay. Well, listen, best of luck with everything, including with the launch. It doesn't sound like you're going to need any luck, but thank you so much for talking to us. Rena Maycock there, founder of Chirp and last year's winner of the News Talk Changemaker Awards. A reminder, you need to get in your nomination by tomorrow, Friday. Oh, sorry, closing date is Friday, 20th of March. 20th of March, not tomorrow. 20th of March, tomorrow week, my apologies, tomorrow week, Friday 20th of March, newstalk.com/changemaker.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.